The following talk was given by Shokin Weinkauf at Dharma Field Meditation and Learning Center in Minneapolis on October 31st, 2021. This talk may not be played or reproduced for profit.
Oh, it's always nice to come up to Dharma Field. So hello to all of you, and also to the folks who are out there someplace watching us. it's great to see Steve when I came in, and I see Norm back there, my Dharma brothers, and some old faces. But one thing, you know, there's a few more gray hairs with folks that I, you know, I don't have any. You know, so anyway, we shared a kind of family journey back in those days with Katagiri Roshi. Steve and his sons played basketball in my backyard with the garage. Norm, we played Christmas carols and sang Christmas carols. So, yeah, he had the basketball. Excuse me. That's what I mean. You know, no gray hairs with me. Anyway, but you know, this coming March 1st will be 2022 will be Katagiri Roshi's 33rd. It's called 33rd Sanju San Kaiki, which is 33rd Memorial Service. He died March 1st, 1990, and. In Japan, a 33rd memorial is pretty significant because all the people who knew, you know, whoever died, old grandpa or whatever, you know, themselves would be in their 80s or 90s, 33 years later. So it's kind of like the last kind of gathering where families, would have, Japan has a lot of that memorial service thing, you know, every, you know, 49 days, 1 year, 7 years, 15, 33rd. Next, this coming year is the 33rd anniversary, which would be nice, you know, to celebrate. That is, Katagiri Roshi was, he was significant in my life because I came to Zen. I wasn't looking for Buddhism, but bottom had fallen out, you know, at that particular time, you know, and so I really stumbled on the Zen Center, and I just sat Zazen that first day. And in that Zazen, it's like I somehow quieted and got grounded enough in myself to deal with what was right in front of me, to deal with where things were, to see it, you know, and say, hey, this is where it's at. So get your act together. And, you know, stand up where you are. So that kind of, that was my introduction to Zazen. But our usual way, let's talk about that. What I want to talk about this morning is Zazen. If we look at our usual way of looking at things. There is a viewer and what is happening. You know, and either, you know, I, the viewer, like it or ho-hum or I don't like it. So that's constantly coming up. You like COVID-19? No. But here we are. You know, do you like getting older? Well, that's pretty good. But it also, I can't keep getting 80 and 18 confused. You know, I'm in my 80s, but I think I'm 18, you know, but my body catches up with me. So anyway, we always, you know, there's always that, you know, we use a technical term, a dualistic understanding. It's our usual way. We like and we dislike. And, you know, if things are going our way, we're happy, you know, and if they're not going our way, you know, we're, I don't know, depressed, angry, whatever, you know. So this is our usual way. We're all there. We all do it all the time. Katagiri Roshi did it, you know, the Buddha did it, you know, I do it. So it's our way of negotiating in life. We kind of try to move toward what we like and, you know, kind of avoid what we dislike. But the truth is, the more fundamental truth is that real life is going beyond my take on it, beyond COVID or no COVID. It's going. Real life is going. You know, we all are getting older. And where are we heading? You know, we're moving, you know, step, toward death. There's a wooden Han, you know, in a traditional monastery, you know. It says it's like a doorbell, you know, but it's a wooden one, you know. So it's like a little reminiscent of old times, you know. But on that Han, this is all over Japan. You know, and we have it too. You know, it says life and death are the great matter. Impermanence is swift. So that is the issue. We all are there. It's beyond your take on it. I like to eat healthy foods and I like to exercise. And I think it's keeping me really young, sort of. But, you know, life's moving on. Even if I do the best of all of that, still, where are we heading? You know, we don't think about it when we're in our 20s, 30s, or 40s or 50s by then. But 60, we start thinking about retiring. And then, you know, from there, it's, you know, anyway. All I'm saying is real life is happening. All life is interwoven, interpenetrated. If I say this, Dogen says, see that in this and this in that. You know, we might like something called this, but this is also arising and disappearing. All life is moving. It's, you know, that pulse, you know, life is. Aliveness, it's happening. So in a sense, you know, there is I and it, but it is I and I is it. You know, it's, if you look deeply, we say, what is truth? So truth is life's lifing beyond my take on it. Hello, you know, this is where we are. It's moving. It's alive. I'm alive. So when we talk about Zazen, if we think about Zazen as kind of a like something to do to get somewhere. Yes, in a dualistic way, we could say we're all here because we've experienced something nice about Zazen. And like I calm down a little bit, just a little. Or, you know, or I get some ideas, you know, like, wow, this is where it's at, you know. So we think Zazen's good. But, you know, after years, you know, well, my life is still going on. I think I'm going to try yoga. Yoga, at least you're moving around, you know. So I did that too, you know, so we're always, you know, fishing out there, you know, like trying to find the answer. It's some level, you know, it's like, but if, so if Zazen is, this is a fundamental teaching. If Zazen is considered a means to an end, it's really delusion. Yes, it on a temporal level, or we could say a relative level, if you want to use that word, it is a means to an end. You feel more relaxed. You feel more aware. You feel more mindful. You feel more, you know, settled, you could say. It is truth with a small t. But the big truth is life's life, you know, it's, you know, beyond if I think I'm going to get somewhere, where are we heading? We're all heading toward life and death. It's the great matter. So how can we be alive in death? You know, be one with. Not just death, but how can we be alive with a flat tire? How can we be alive with, you know, wearing a mask? You know, if you're a clerk in a store all day or a hospital nurse, you know, or a doctor, you know, or a human being, you know, it's like, so all that is, you know, it's like on the relative term is where we operate. What I'm trying to get to is Zazen is not a means towards an end. If you look at the ancestors, that practice, that fundamental practice from the Buddha's time, that fundamental practice that Bodhidharma brought to China, that fundamental practice that was transmitted from China into Japan, through the monk named Heihei Dogen. That practice is, you know, is not a means to an end. That practice is like, Dogen's teacher, Tendo Nyojo, says, few know sitting as sitting. So what is few know sitting as sitting? Another phrase is, you know, it is said that Zazen is good for nothing. So what do you mean when you say Zazen is good for nothing? It's the fundamental practice. So that teaching, you know, if you look at it yourself, that Zazen is not a means to an end. You know, it is that. Yeah, be careful to say it's not a means to an end because it is that on a relative level. But on a fundamental level, life is just life. Where are you going? It's a means to nowhere. You still have to deal with, you know, having cancer, or you still have to deal with, you know, having to make frequent bathroom stops when you're getting older. You still have to deal with, you know, life. So that quality, where, how do I deal with all of that? You know, the sort of like, Buddhism is for all beings. It's for the well-being of people. Buddhism, you know, what is the well-being that is there for us in Buddhism or Buddhist teaching? That teaching is be alive in moment. Be alive in this moment. Me give a lecture. I'm kind of thinking, fretting, going, you know. Yesterday I was kind of free. I was, you know, out there, you know, taking care of bees. I liked that, you know, it was really great. Giving a lecture isn't my choice of what I, you know, because the night before, the day before, it's like, you know, you're looking at the wall, so to speak, you know, like, where am I? What do I have to say to anybody? You know, it's like, but the fundamental release, so to speak, is be alive in moment, wherever you are. Good or bad, there's nothing to judge. Is it good talk, bad talk? You know, you could say good talk, you could say bad talk, you know. But the real issue, can we be alive in moment? This is to live. Katagiri Roshi says the truth to live is to live. To live, you know, is really a matter of everydayness. It's really this day, this morning, you know. What's the rest of your life today? It's to take care of where you are. So that way is really, we say Buddha way, which is to this moment, take care of where you are. And I know I've said, lectured this same thing, you know, many times coming here. But even there's morning prayer. Morning prayer is waking up this morning. I vow with all beings, because we are all beings. We are, I am you. You are me this morning. Your life is affecting my life. My life is affecting your life. You know, we talk about oneness, but it's right in front of us. So can I be alive in this moment and just be here? That quality is, it's for everyday living. So the gata, or like morning prayer, is waking up this morning, I vow with all beings to realize everything without exception, embracing the 10 directions. So let me just say, to realize everything without exception is to take care of this time of COVID. Be here. If you were kind of locked down, quarantined, be there. What do you do if you're in isolation, you know, in a prison? Be there. Can you do it? Can I do it? You know, who knows? Can anybody do it? To be there is living, whatever your situation. So that is the practice. If we attach to Zazen, you know, as a means to an end, that will wear out at some point. You know, you might sit right to the end of your life. Well, that's great. It's really good. But the end of your life is the end of your life. You know, so what good is it? You know, we could say on a more absolute level, on a more, you know, like fundamental level, you know, always say, you know, truth, you know, the truth to live is to live. It's this moment. So that's why Dogen, when he, you know, talks about Zazen and what he brought back from China, Dogen was already a Rinzai monk, you know, and there are different flavors, there are different streams of Buddhism that came came down through human history. But that Soto Zen stream, which was Katagiri Roshi's kind of lineage, that came from a monk, you know, from China to Japan through monk Dogen and his teacher Tendo Nyojo. So it was this Tendo Nyojo who says, you know, that Zazen is, you know, is good for nothing, or that, you know, he said this statement that Zazen, you know, few know sitting as sitting. So few know sitting as sitting. It's like, don't look for something. Just take care. Maybe you sat at 9 o'clock Zazen before. Just take care. Sitting as sitting. And then people say, oh, I had a bad Zazen. I wasn't very good. You know, my mind was all over the place. Boy, I was thinking of this and I was thinking of that. And, you know, it was a lousy Zazen. You know, I better sit more so I get better. So I get better. Yes. What is better? Better. Oh, so better is like, it says think not thinking. So I'm going to let, and then a monk says, how do you think not thinking? That's thinking, right? Yeah, okay. But then he says, Dogen says, how do you think not thinking? He says, non-thinking. Okay, so then I say, okay, I got to sit up straight, be with it. All right, I'm going to think not thinking. Okay, just drop off body, what you feel, my butt hurts, or, you know, my legs, you know, just sit. Okay, then, you know, think, I got it. You know, it's already you're thinking, you know. So think not thinking, just be alive in this moment. Drop off your evaluating mind. I like it, I dislike it. Is it good? Is it a good Zazen, bad Zazen? Am I getting anything from it? You're not getting it. Don't get, you know. Yeah, you're getting something from it. That's good. You know, but really, if you're always looking for the carrot, you know, it's like having a piece of steak, you know, on a string out in front of you. If you're a dog, you know, pole, and you're always chasing after good Zazen, you know. So suffering is involved in that. You know, because we never always get what we want. And even if we get what we want, we get tired of it and we want something else. So whereas human suffering is involved with being tossed by that relative like and dislike. So Zazen, to go beyond that, is be alive in the moment, wherever you are. Beyond like or dislike. We have likes and dislikes. But take care of likes and take care of dislikes. That is the practice. It's living. It's not in a church building, necessarily. It is in a church building. It is, this is that. That is this. Be alive wherever you are. So that quality is really, you know, Zazen, or we say upright sitting. Just to close with, then, you know, Katagiri Roshi, you know, he, you know, Steve edited this book of Katagiri Roshi's lectures. You've all seen this, so, or if you haven't, I recommend it. But the prologue is so right on, you know, talking about this whole theme, you know. But here he says, he says, if you believe there is something else besides this one thing. That is to say, where you are right now. So he says, if you believe there is something else beside this one thing, this is not pure practice. Just take one step in this moment with wholeheartedness. That is the way. Take care of dirty diapers when there's dirty diapers. You know, take care of your space. Take care of your automobile, if you have an automobile, when it's, you know, saying, look at me, listen to me, deal with me. So just take one step in this moment with wholeheartedness. Intellectually, Katagiri Roshi says, we think about the past and the future, but if we take one step, this shore and other shore are now. So the future is now. Because now is so interdependently connected with the future. How you live is how you will die. If you're pissing and moaning, I didn't say anything bad, you know, in your life now, how is it going to be in our death? Anyway, so intellectually we think about the past and the future, but if we take one step, this shore and other shore are now. Taking one step already includes all the other steps, Katagiri Roshi says. It includes this shore and the other shore. This one step is zazen. So what is zazen? Be alive in this moment. You are alive in this moment. You're with me. I feel it. I am alive with you. I feel you there and me talking, you know, from, it's me. It's what, you know, where I've come from, so to speak. That first zazen I sat over by, you know, helped me pronounce the new name, Bade Maka. Thank you. I'm learning. I'm an old guy and I only am up here once in a while, but it should be that name, you know. Well, anyway. That period of zazen at Minnesota Zen Center is this moment. I wouldn't be here without that moment. So that quality, I'd be out chasing some other new age thing, you know. And they're all good. I'm not putting them down if you're all teachers of those things or whatever, you know. Anyway. I'll shut up here. Just let me finish here. He says, just make your helter-skelter mind quiet and use mindfulness, thoughts, and views to see both life and death in this moment. Life is endless, but that's not important. What's important is that beginningless and endless life lies within a peaceful mind. Right now, right here, our life must be peaceful. To enter the gate of peace and harmony is not an idea like a falling leaf. It is the total manifestation of enlightenment, the illumination of ultimate reality. So, you know, you know, move off of that real quickly. You know, it's back to, well, we're back to evaluating again, you know, weighing things. I like it or dislike it. So the other day we built a new carport for the old abbot because last year I slipped on the ice getting in my car and really banged myself up. But so I said, well, we need a carport for Shokan. Okay, that sounds good. you know. So they were out there a couple of weeks ago, finished the whole thing, huge concrete trucks back there in our backyard there, and putting it in there the whole week. And I was out there with them talking. Same contractor did all of our work on all of our monastery buildings. So it's like a brother, you know. Very cool. So precise. I was just amazed what goes into just laying a pad, you know. Had to have footings, of course. And so big equipment in there, all that. That was great. Okay, it was finished. They left. It was all done. And then, you know, we have vice habit because people are always saying, Shokin, you know, who's gonna, I keep saying, if you croak, when I croak, who's gonna take your place, you know? So, okay. So all along, we've had the vice habit. Jikan Kondrick, who was an old student, was our first vice habit, then one of our other priests, and now one of our other priests, whose name is Ado Espy. So anyway, he is head of the Des Moines Zen Center down in Des Moines. Anyway, but he's been spending more time up at Rumanji. Anyway, so he came in the next morning. They moved the trash can, you know, which is filled with sand, down the hill a little bit when they were excavating. The rock that were there to stop you, he was pulling in a space next to this pad for the carport. It goes over the bank. And the bank was like, you know, this much higher and all the way, you know, like the front wheel rolled down halfway between you and I, Steve. And right there is a frost-free pump. You know what a frost-free pump is? It's one of those pumps you pull a handle up. And I never knew this before I got in the country. But there's a rod that goes 7 feet down, and that's where the shutoff valve is. It's way below the frost line. So that's where you turn it on and let water come out. So that frost-free pump rolled right over, you know. And water all over the place coming out of the ground, you know, and had to shut all the water down. You know, went down, had some emergency bottles, but we ran out of those, had to go down to the creek and, you know, get some buckets of water, flush the toilet, you know. All this is going on the next week. So here it was, talk about like and dislikes. That whole project, fixing that pump, it's fixed now. It's real close to $1,000. So, you know, the swing between, wow, we got this nice carport. It was so great. Everything went so smoothly. So we're all kind of hunky-dory and happy, you know. And then the next day, you know, the whole thing gets flip-flopped, you know. Nobody's fault, you know. First, I was like, well, how could he not see that, you know, or blah, 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 you know. Internal, of course, you know. So, you know, mind going, you know, you get torqued all over the place in mind, you know. But the real issue is be alive in the moment, take care of where you are. So that's what last week was. This week, I think, oh, great, now it's all finished, that's good. Now I'm going to come up to the cities, I'll be on vacation a little bit. But, you know, it's like, you have to deal with this. It's been great. But anyway, life keeps unfolding. But anyway, why do I keep doing this? I don't know. But I don't know another way, really, other than shut my mind up, take care of this moment. And Zazen, you know, is just shutting this mind off. You know, that's that quality. It's not ignoring. You know, what do you mean shutting your mind off? You got to think, plan things. Yeah, that's true. But, you know, things have their own twist. So how do you embrace the 10 directions? In this case, it's not just north, south, east, west, you know, northeast, north, you know, it's up and it's down. It was the down direction that I had no idea was going to be in my face, so to speak. That's my talk this morning. Thank you. Okay. Anybody, I want to add 2 cents. Do we have time for a little dialogue with the Zoom audience too? Or, okay. Anybody encountered any swings where you had to see this and that and that and this? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I particular was a very difficult day, and I was ashamed of myself. I had a talk with my brother, and he alluded to going to Mass. He said, "Well, I have to walk down, and I have to leave at such and such a time, and I'll be back an hour later." And it was a Saturday afternoon, and I really was going to Mass, and I was stunned at the negative reaction I had to that. I was stunned. I can't describe to you.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say about it, except that it horrified me that I had that reaction. It horrified me.
Uh-huh.
I was raised Catholic.
Yeah.
I went to Mass.
Yeah.
And right now, well, there are issues regarding to whether or not our president is a good Catholic and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And so then I had the opportunity to talk to my brother later. And I asked him, well, how was Mass? What's Mass like now? So yeah. We talked a little bit about how it's shorter now. And the older the priests at this particular church, you know, they don't want to talk a lot because they're older. And he loves to follow. He likes Pope Francis and he likes his Twitter feed. And he likes the Twitter feed of the Dalai Lama, so he follows those. But just talking to him about this helped me get past my, to me, horrific reaction. It's not to me that he was going to go to Mass. I don't know why I didn't, but I guessed it. And then just talking to him about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It was so hard to let go.
Yeah.
It was so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, those are all, you know, who knows what triggers what in any of us, you know. It's like when something gets triggered, that's the time to start paying attention, you know. And we can get triggered, you know, like in our country. You know, we can get triggered around religious issues. We can get triggered around political issues. How do you live? You know, we can get triggered by genocidal, you know, activity happening and has happened, you know, in our own land, you know, which is not our land, you know, it's, all of that is like, how do you live there? You know, and, you know, and then, you know, people, you know, you can say, well, I have to do something. That's great. You know, I'll do something, you know, but don't hang on to results always. You know, that is our attachment to everything should go this way. Life doesn't go like that. Life has its own rhythm. It goes a lot of different ways. The real issue is how do we live in peace and harmony with the whole universe? So how do you live with someone whose thinking is totally different than your thinking? You know, like, how do you live there? He is me. She is me. I am her. How do you negotiate that? Just by keeping your mouth shut? Well, maybe not. That isn't the best way. Maybe. Maybe it is the best way. Maybe that's all that's possible in this moment. What's possible? That quality is really negotiating the water. It's coming out of peace and harmony, coming out of oneness. How do we deal with our brothers and our sisters? So Anyway, I can talk the talk, but, you know, as they say, but, you know, we all get triggered about something, you know. Somebody doesn't put the forks in the right place. I mean, it could be that, you know. Why do you keep putting the forks that way? You know, the blade should be facing the plate. No, well, it's ridiculous. But, you know, there are many things that we could say are ridiculous, but still, they matter. You know, wars get fought over all kinds of stuff. Anyway, one other comment? Yes, go ahead, Eric. Roger, hello. Greetings.
Tell a tale about the one time I remember you got hurt with me down at Hope Yoshi.
Oh, yeah. What?
I was kind of new down there. I was not really a veteran.
Yeah.
And I was a dental for breakfast.
Okay.
So it said rice gruel.
Yeah.
I thought that's watery rice.
That's kind of what it is. You were on the right track, but keep going. Yeah.
Later, you looked pretty stern. He said, "You, sir, you mean rice. So find out what rice gruel is."
Yeah, right. That's rice. That's not rice gruel. Rice gruel has this much a little water in it. Yeah.
I got Deepan
Pandre
to explain it.
Yeah, she was with me. You know, that fart thing was, you know. Anyway, she grew up in Paris, you know. This is one of our first priests we had, you know, dove into ditches during the bombing of Paris, you know, the World War, you know, snuck out of her house at midnight and rode on the back of the tanks, you know, and her mother said, "Where were you last night?" She said, "I was riding on the back of the Americans' tanks going into Paris for the liberation of Paris." You know? So she had kind of a chutzpah or spark, you know, in her, you know. So she was really great. Anyway. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Hello. Yes, good.
I just wanted to share the anecdote about you and I could get this back up ship a couple of months ago. Do you remember writing a roller coaster that keeps me from care? The ring of fire?
That, say it one more time, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, gotcha, yeah, far out, yeah, I gotcha, yeah, right, yeah, so, yeah, so his father, you know, would not ride on the roller coaster with him. It was called the Ring of Fire. Okay, so, he came up to me and said, "Hey, you know, my dad will ride on that roller coaster with me. Will you ride on that roller coaster?" I don't like roller coaster. I mean, not a roller coaster. It was a Ferris wheel that you get in and you go all the way up, upside down. You know, it's just, but you're in it like a cockpit, front and the back seat. Right? Okay, right. So I'm, yeah, I'll do it. Your dad won't do it. I'll do it, you know, because I know his father really well. So there we go. We're all the way up there and we get up to the top. You know, we're going up little by little. And, you know, you're waiting until the next person gets on. And I had just finished a pig sandwich with a piece of meat that big, you know, at the state fair. Okay, this was many years ago. And here I am upside down on this, and it kept going, and it kept going, and it kept going. Finally, we get off, I stagger off. You're elated, and I'm kind of wondering if I'm going to lose it or not. But it all turned out well. So thank you for saying hello. Golly, it's great. Great. Yeah. No, those were the days, so to speak. Good to see you. All right. Well, let's keep on trucking. That phrase keeps coming up for me. So, I think there are no guarantees. Like Kedgera Roshi would say, life is hard sometimes, you know. So how do we, beyond hard or easy, how do we deal with day-to-dayness? That is your life. So, you know, sometimes we need help. Well, if you need help, you know, ask for it. But basically, you got to walk. You know, we all have to walk our own walk. So I should twist my own nose, Dogen says. You know, twist my own nose means, you know, I should just look at all that for myself. Thank you. It's a joy to be here. And really great to see everybody. I think you have tea downstairs.
No.
Oh, okay. You're not doing that part yet.
That's one time that pandemic.
Had to let that. Yeah. Okay. That just is. Yeah. Okay. Well, please continue. And you've got a great center here. So it's a jewel. So as we say, Buddha, Dharma, Sangha. So you are Sangha. So we help each other with our presence, actually. So very cool. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. To hear more talks on Buddhism, Zen, and related topics, visit dharmafield.org.